You must be able to get to this place in your life where you don't use the evidence of your senses, what your eyes tell you, what your ears tell you. You want to be able to be in a place where you are living from the end as if what you would like to manifest is already there.
We hold ourselves back with self-limiting beliefs. We tell ourselves that we're limited in some way, when in reality, it's probably not true at all.
We, to a great extent, behave, think, react because of some previous experience that we've had.
And we feel that this thing that happens to us is reality. It is facts that we have to face and accept and cope with. See? It's always something other than you. You don't recognize it as an integral part of your own being. You are not just this irresponsible little mouse that's been chucked down into this world, but that you are really doing this work. You're running it.
One of the great rules, by the way, one of the most important of all principles, is to challenge your self-limiting beliefs. You see, we are all plagued by self-limiting beliefs. Beliefs that we tell ourselves, things that we tell ourselves to hold ourselves back. We shoot ourselves in our own feet and then we admire our own marksmanship.
So when you begin to look at your past, give an interpretation that empowers you. That's where I used to be. That's not where I am now.
Ask one simple question. How extraordinary can I become? What am I capable of? What are my limits? How far can I push myself? But all by doing one simple thing, pushing myself to get better every day.
But from you are amazing. You hear me? You are amazing. And the day you recognize you're amazing, the day you understand how amazing you are, everything changes. And I need you to understand something. When you recognize who you are, when you realize how amazing you are, there's just certain things you're not going to do no more.
Come out here with what you got. You don't have enough money? Don't worry about it. You got the dream. You got the idea. You don't have enough resources? Don't worry about it. You need some help? Don't worry about it. You get out here in the arena, someone will look at you and become inspired and say, hey, can I help you? But if you're sitting up on the bleachers, nobody's going to ask you anything. You've got to get into the flow of action.
Nelson Mandela, in his talk, said, our great problem is not that we feel that we are powerless, but that deep down inside we feel that we are powerful beyond measure. It's an incredible thought. It's almost a scary thought, isn't it? But it's also true, because the powers that you have are extraordinary.
Perception can rewrite the genetic code. When you're under stress, you will rewrite your genes. It's built into every one of your cells. You have genetic engineering genes. The function of these genes is if you find stress that the body cannot seem to get out of, the body will make an effort to change its structure to get out of the problem. And of course, the issue is this. What if your perception wasn't real? And you change your genes? Now you're in deep doo-doo. And we now find a very important fact. 95% of cancer has no genetic linkage. 95% of cancer is a response of the individual cells to their experiencing life. And if you change your experiences, you can change the presence of that cancer.
You think 60 to 70,000 thoughts in one day. Out of those 60 to 70,000 thoughts that you think in one day, 90% of those thoughts are the same thoughts as the day before. So if you believe that your thoughts somehow are connected to your life, then the same thoughts always lead to the same choices. The same choices always lead to the same behaviors. The same behaviors create the same experiences, and the same experiences produce the same emotions. And those very same emotions drive the very same thoughts. and your biology, your neurocircuitry, your neurochemistry, your neurohormones, and even your genetic expression is equal to how you think, how you act, and how you feel. And how you think, how you act, and how you feel is called your personality. And your personality creates your personal reality. That's it. So then, if you wanted to create a new personal reality, a new life, then you would have to start thinking about what you've been thinking about and change it. You would have to become aware of your unconscious thoughts and observe them. You would have to pay attention to your automatic habits and behaviors and modify them. And you would have to look at the emotions you live by every single day that are connected to your past and decide if those emotions belong in your future. You see, most people try to create a new personal reality as the same personality, and it doesn't work. You literally have to become someone else.
Prayer works, but not the way that you're praying. If I take you and connect a cap to your head with electrodes on it and connect that cap to a computer to read your way, your brain waves, an EEG. I can read an EEG on your brain and see how your waves are functioning. I can tell you if you're in a low frequency state or a high frequency state based off of your brain waves. If you're an emotion of fear, doubt, anguish, begging, which is praying, the typical person begs when they pray, that's low frequency. Now, if I take you with that same exact technology and connect it to a computer and to read your brain waves, and I have you in a position of upright power, understanding, commanding, unconditional love, happiness, now it's going to be high frequency waves going to the computer. The universe reads waves low frequency and high frequency. It knows low and high. And guess what? It's going to give you back whatever you give it. You're running around here begging and pleading and hoping and wishing and scrapping around. You're going to get the same kind of garbage back in your life. Until you stand up and draw a line in the sand and command your existence, command your potential, command who you are, command your outcomes to happen, you're going to be suffering. The reason why I command my realities is because I know the power is inside of me. So I command myself. I don't get on an airplane and pray to arrive at my destination safely. I command I arrive at my destination safely. I command it. Why? Because the same power of the Creator is inside of my body. I don't, please help me make sure I get there right on time and I arrive safely. No, that's a slave's mentality. I'm not a slave. I got the power of the Creator flowing through every atom in my body. So that I have a fractal of that power in me, I'm going to command things with confidence. My prayer is, I command it. That's it. I'm done. That's the whole prayer. That's the whole prayer. There's nothing else for me to say. There's nothing else to say. Command it. Walk in your true power.
Another major assumption is that we're equivalent to genetic automatons. We have genes, they control us, we don't control the genes, and therefore we're sort of like victims of our heredity. You got cancer running in your family, you say, oh my goodness, I'm gonna get the cancer, I got the genes, or Alzheimer's, or diabetes, whatever. This is completely false, because it turns out genes control nothing. It's really the environment that is controlling the genes, and more importantly, our perception of the environment. How we see the world, what we think about the world, is adjusting our genetics. So we find out disease, 1% of disease is connected to genetics. 90% or more of disease is connected to how we live in the world, because how we live in the world is altering or affecting our genetic activity.
So what we know and what we believe is changing our reality constantly.
Right, because the new science is called epigenetics. And what it means is this: our beliefs and how we see the world, we change our genetics. So rather than being victims, which we have believed all the way up to now, we are the masters. We change our genetics just by how we respond to the world. So we can change our responses, which means then we can change our genetics. So we're not victims.
And one of the most personally exciting things that happened to my life was to recognize that I was not a victim of my genes or a victim of my society. that I actually am a creator of my life. And once understanding that nature and expressing that creativity, I profoundly changed my life from being a victim to being a master of my creation. And today, I have such a wonderful life that it actually has no comparison to the first 40 years of my life where I lived under the programming that I received as a child. Today, I've created such a joyous, wonderful life that I look forward every day to waking up to have another day on this beautiful planet.